Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
New England Nightly News.
All right, we got some big news here today. A massive headline. The type of headline that you tear out the front page. If you're the New Hampshire Union leader, Manchester Union leader. Is it New Hampshire Union leader or the Manchester Union leader? I don't even remember. I think it's just the Union leader. Anyway, if you're the Nashua Telegraph, the Union leader, the Laconia Daily Sun, whatever it is that you may be up there, you tear out this headline when you find out that Market Basket is brewing their own beer.
Fans of Market Basket can now crack open a cold beer featuring their favorite grocery store.
He's over there laughing. Zero Gravity Beer in Burlington, Vermont has created this Market Basket lager. It's a
lager area.
Sorry, I don't know.
She's not a beer person.
I don't drink beer. I know nothing about beer. It's available at 33 locations here in New Hampshire. As a 12-pack is $12.99.
More for your dollar.
More for your dollar. There you go.
Okay, so if you didn't already know, there is a new beer on the market, and it is the Market Basket beer. What am I looking at?
Zach's got the lager up on Twitch.
Oh, there we have it right there. Very good.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
If you're looking on Twitch, you can see it right there. It's a nice-looking box. Pause. It says Market Basket, more for your dollar. New light lager that they got. And I'm a little on the fence about this. As you got, you know, Market Basket, which I think is a very fine grocery store. But I'm also Team RDT. And when he got fired in October, when they pushed him out, when the sisters all pushed him out, I decided that's it for me in Market Basket. I'm Team RD. But I'll tell you what, this is definitely, like, you know how in the cartoons you see, like a pie out on the windowsill, and then the flavor comes out, and you see someone like float to the windowsill because the pie smells so good. Like, this is me floating back to Market Basket because the beer looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. And I think I got to try it. And Market Basket, I mean, it's still a good grocery store. I don't want to besmirch Market Basket or anything like that. I just thought my guy Arthur got done dirty. Well, and I'm not alone either. A lot of people thought that. And his employees all love them too. So, you know, I mean, it's a whole thing. And I don't want to get involved in it. I do want to say, though, that's a nice looking beer. I like the fact that the Vermont company jumped in on it. I like the fact that there's sort of this like novelty beer getting made. I remember there were a lot of different types of beer. Like I'm from the era of Bud Ice, which I don't think they make anymore. I remember Red Dog. Remember Red Dog? I just turned, I think, like 19 or 20 when Red Dog went out of business. But that was one. There are a lot of weird beers out there you can get. A lot of weird novelty beers that you can get. Some of them gross. Like, really gross. There is a beer made from Sriracha called Rogue Sriracha Hot Stout. I've never tried it, but it sounds awful. There is a beer made in Iceland that is made with sheep dung smoked whale testicles. Yeah. Yeah, it's called HVALUR2, Valur 2, Holler 2. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm not from Iceland, but that's a real beer. There is a beer brewed in Pacific Brewing Laboratory in San Francisco, made out of squid ink. Has other stuff in it too, but squid ink is a flavor. There is a pig porter brewed in Michigan. Kind of tastes like a big charcuterie board. And there's a lot of, like, peanut butter beers and chocolate stouts and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. There was a big, like, the whole craft beer revolution was really a big deal in a lot of places. Like, it wasn't, you know, it started off sort of with, I'd say probably one of the pioneers around here was Sam Adams, honestly. They put out all these different flavors, all these different type of craft brew, and they were a main, it was sort of at the time, people were moving away from the main beers, you know, your Budweiser and your Miller Lights and your Sam Adams and all of that, and moving to sort of the small ones. And the smaller breweries ended up becoming really popular, and they'd get expanded and, you know, eventually bought out by Anheuser-Busch. You know, I remember Goose Island and a bunch of those, they ended up getting bought. But then that became sort of this thing. If you were this under-the-radar kind of beer, you know, the bars all wanted to bring you in. They wanted to have beer that wasn't on every other menu, and there was all these different ones. All of a sudden, these co-ops started popping up everywhere where different people would use a certain brewery, and they brew their own beer. I mean, it was nonstop. It diluted the market so much that, you know, a lot of the, even when it was at the peak of its popularity, a lot of the breweries started going under just because they couldn't keep up with all the competition. And that was too bad. I thought that was a fun time, especially if you were in the bar industry, because there were all these people coming around all the time. Here, try this. They give you a six-pack. They'd be like, here, try our new thing. Like, yeah, sure, we'll try it. And you end up going home. You have a full fridge full of beers just from these little breweries trying to get it out to the bars. It was great. It was nice. I'd have to pay for beer for like 5 years. I always had a full fridge and never had to go to the store. It was great. But, yeah, it's definitely chilled out a little bit now. But I am glad to see that Market Basket is getting in the game here. And I hope they sell a lot of that beer because it looks pretty good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, let's get to our next nightly news headline, and that would be from an article I saw about best places to have Thanksgiving. If you don't know, there is a website called Wallet Hub, and Wallet Hub comes up with these lists every couple of weeks or so, and it's they have their reasons for the list, they have their parameters for what they vote on, but this one is Thanksgiving, and the best places to have Thanksgiving, the best places to go for Thanksgiving. And here's what they say. Even though Thanksgiving is centered on family and gratefulness,
parameters,
it's become a highly commercialized holiday. For example, consumers spent $235 per person on gifts during the five-day period between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday last year to help Americans find the best places for gobbling up the Thanksgiving festivities. Wallet Hub compared the 100 largest cities based on 18 key metrics. Our data set ranges from the cost of Thanksgiving dinner, share of delayed flights, volunteer opportunities per capita, and forecasted rain. So they have all that stuff sort of here. And here's what they came up with. Top five places to go for Thanksgiving. Number one, San Antonio, Texas. Number two, Atlanta, Georgia. Number three, Virginia Beach, Virginia, which I believe is where Nick Cattles is. So we'll go hang out with Cattles on Thanksgiving this year. Dallas, Texas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. And it takes a while before you get to a place in New England. A lot of Texas on this list. Number six is Irving, Texas. Number seven is Plano, Texas. Number eight, Louisville, Kentucky. Number nine, Las Vegas. Las Vegas for Thanksgiving? That sounds interesting. It's a lot to be thankful for in Thanksgiving until you lose all your money. Chesapeake, Virginia. Moore, Texas. Corpus Christi. Houston. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cincinnati, Ohio. 15th, Washington, D.C. Austin, Texas. San Diego, California, and then clocking in at number 18, the only representative from New England on the entire list, that would be Boston, Massachusetts, the hub of the universe, coming in at 18, just ahead of New York City, Miami, and another place in Texas. Why is Texas so great for Thanksgiving? They love Thanksgiving in Texas. It's unbelievable. Maybe because it doesn't rain there, I guess. I don't know. That's what I like. I like bad weather on Thanksgiving. You go to one of those Turkey Bowl games. Maybe that's part of it, too. Texas, you know they go crazy in the Turkey Bowl in Texas. High school football in Texas, that's a big deal. Maybe that's part of it. I love going to Turkey Bowl games. This past year, I took George to see Dedham play. Oh, God, now I can't remember. Was it Westwood or Norwood? I forget who they play on Turkey on the Thanksgiving. But we went to the game, and it was dumping rain. Oh, it was nasty out there. But we had a great time. I remember my dad taking me to Wellesley Natick when I was a kid and checking those out. That was fun. And it's a great holiday no matter what. But, yeah, 18, Boston. And every single part of Texas in between that. And it got me thinking, are there any specific New England Thanksgiving traditions? Things that you think of when you think of New England Thanksgiving? I've only really had New England Thanksgivings. So I don't know that these are all, you know, like they all just sort of seem normal to me. But you got, you know, your pumpkin squash. You got your cranberries. It's about it. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the cranberries are maybe a little local. Dedham Norwood. Thank you very much. Not Westwood. I knew it was one of the woods. I've only lived in Dedham for a couple of years. I'm still learning the ropes. But, yeah, I feel like New England, it's very agricultural with their stuff, you know, with the squashes, the palm, the cranberries. Acorn squash, butternut squash. You got your pumpkin pie. I feel like, I don't know, people drink, like, hard cider, hot cider at Thanksgiving. It depends. If it's cold out, you do. But mostly at Thanksgivings at my house, we're just drinking beers. Drinking beers, the ladies are drinking wine. Everybody's having a good time. And then everybody sits on the couch and farts their turkey farts into the couch and then passes out watching football, and that's the way it goes. And that's, you know, that's Thanksgiving. And I wonder why that's so much different in Texas. I guess they, you know, I guess they just got cheaper turkeys out there. Anyways, there you go. Boston in the top 20, the only representation in all of New England, which I think is a mistake because up in Meredith, New Hampshire, you got your Hart's Turkey Farm. And if you've been up there, you know that place is basically, I mean, built for Thanksgiving. Hart's Turkey Farm, you go there for I've never been there for Thanksgiving. But that is a place that I would absolutely go. I've been there not at Thanksgiving dozens of times. It's been there forever. My aunt used to work there back when they used to have the actual farm up behind the place. And it was just like a little diner. Like that was yeah, Hart's Turkey Farm. When I think of Thanksgiving in New England, I think of Hart's Turkey Farm, even though I've never actually been there for Thanksgiving. And there you go. There's your New England Nightly News. A new beer at Market Basket. And Boston making the top 20 places to go for Thanksgiving.
You can drink the new lager beer at your Thanksgiving in Boston.
I think I may have to. Should be fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.